Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I know what I saw. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband gaslights me whenever he is in trouble. I have caught him talking to a woman on his phone, and I saw his car was parked close to his ex-girlfriend's house, but not in front of it. When he was on the phone with the woman, he said he was trying to calm the woman down because his brother broke up with her. I heard him tell the woman that she's spoiled, and it's the sex that got her so hooked. Why would he tell his brother's ex-girl that? He was clearly talking about them having sex and her falling for him. He denied everything and deleted her info from his phone so I could not call her. His brother even lied for him. Then there's the time when his car was parked by his ex's house. He said that there's a bar and a convenience store by his ex's house, so I can assume that he was visiting her, but he wasn't. I'm no fool, but he continues to treat me like I am stupid. The final straw was when I walked in on him with his pants down his knees, to his knees, with his phone in his hand. I know for a fact he was taking pictures of his manhood to send to a woman, but he said he had a reaction to laundry detergent and he was itching down there. So he used the camera on his phone to see if maybe some ants were
ants. Got
ants. Some insects in it. To see maybe if some ants were down there. I just rolled my eyes and walked out. The next day, I saw four pictures he'd taken with his manhood in his hand. I know what I saw, and I was right from the jump. He keeps telling me that I want him to be the bad guy, so I come up with stories in my head and believe them. Really now? He said, I want him to be a cheater. I want him to be a cheater, but he's not. I am tired of his games. How do I get my husband to be honest with me? Face it, sis. I mean, he's not going to be honest with you. He's just not. He's had several opportunities. You cited them in the letter. Several opportunities to come clean and tell you the truth, but he just won't do it. He had a lie for every single situation you caught him in. Some men just lie just because they can. You know, lying works for them because whoever they're lying to, their wives or partners or whatever, believe what they tell them. Other men lie because they can't take a woman's fury when she catches him or even suspects him. They say we can't handle the truth, but they can't handle our reaction to the truth. That's all it is. We still want to hear it. They want to do whatever they want, then come back and lie to us in our faces like we're stupid. They don't know whether we can handle the truth or not. Why don't they know that? Because they don't tell us the truth. They lie. They're big and bad enough to cheat, but, you know, too scared to admit it when they get caught red-handed. And they know, we know they're lying. That's the thing. They know it. Most women that I know hate liars. We're not stupid. We know what we saw, just like you know what you saw, and we can put two and two together rather quickly. But for some reason, men don't, they don't believe it when we tell them we want the truth. The truth matters. They just keep trying us until we explode. Then we explode, they call us crazy. You see how this works? Do I sound bitter? Do I sound petty right now? Well, I feel good, though. I feel good about it. I'm not mad. I feel good about it. At least I told you the truth. I'm not high-fiving your husband for lying. This may not have answered your question. I don't know, but I sure feel better. That's all I can say. I feel good. Steve.
Ooh, Shirley. Lord have mercy. I was looking at you on this Zoom. I was going, what's wrong?
Whatever.
You ain't trying to help nobody. They all lie. They lie when they know. Because we want the truth. We'll take the truth. No, you can't.
Right. We can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Now, you can see, I got to change my whole answer now because I was going to try to help the lady, but no. No. How do I get my husband to be honest with me? See, ladies, well, let's take a trip down the dark side. What y'all need to be asking yourselves is not how can I get my husband to be honest with me. You need to ask yourself is why would he be honest with me? There has to be a reason. You know, ladies, men don't do nothing without a reason. There has to be a reason. So now I'm going to walk you through this letter filled with reasons. Reasons. Now, the lighter is, I know what I saw. The husband gaslights me whenever he's in trouble. I caught him talking to a woman on his phone. I saw his car was parked to his girlfriend's house, but not in front of it. Now, when he was on the phone with a woman, he said he was trying to calm the woman down because his brother broke up with her. I heard him tell the woman she's spoiled and it's the sex that got her so hooked. Why would he tell his brother's ex-girl that? Because he was trying to keep them together. His brother confided in him that she just tripping and that, you know, they was going through some stuff. And he said, man, I be handling my business real well with her. And that's all it is right now, man. And I think we just more in a sexual relationship than anything else. But she won't mow.
All right, hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I know what I saw, right after this.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I know what I saw.
You know, this is a letter about Shirley says a man lies because we can't tell the truth. We just lie all the time. You know, women want the truth. And why can't y'all just be honest with us is the question at the end of this letter. Why can't my husband just be honest with me? My question to what women need to be asking is, why would he be honest? Because, see, and then Shirley says, because we want the truth. Mm-hmm. And then you say that women, men always say, well, you can't handle the truth. And you can't. You can't. And Shirley's also right about we don't like you all's reaction. And the reason we say you can't handle the truth is because your reaction is not going to be one that we want. Or one that will lead to a healthy conversation exchange. It's going to be filled with rage, name calling, pot throwing.
All of that.
Now my clothes in the driveway on fire.
On fire.
You the key to the car. All this here.
Yes.
See, what the car got to do with it? You burning my clothes up. I'm going to buy something else and go over there anyway. So let's go over this letter. She heard her man on the phone talking to a woman and trying to calm her down because his brother broke up with her. I heard him tell the woman he's spoiled, she's spoiled, and the sex got her hooked.
why would he tell his brother's ex that? He was clearly talking about them having sex and falling for her. Then he would have said, you know what you hooked on, girl. You know how I put it on you. But you didn't hear that. I think he might have, could have been trying to save the brother's relationship. So that one is a little shaky. He denied everything and deleted her from his phone so I could not call her. Yeah, I can see where you're going. Why don't I be able to call her brother's wife? Because his brother's girlfriend that they broke up. Because he don't want you doubling back, trying to undo nothing he said. It's probably why he deleted the number. You see that? I think it was brilliant of him to delete that number, though. Absolutely brilliant. Because guess what you was going to do? Just what he thought. You was going to try to call her. The question you need to know is why he won't be honest. All right. Now, the next move you said was, there was a time his car was parked by his ex's house. He said that there's a bar and a convenience store by his ex's house. So I can assume that he was visiting her, but he wasn't. I'm no fool, and he continues to treat me like I'm stupid. Okay, now, that was another brilliant move. He parked his car by her house, like in between the convenience store and the bar, but not at her house. So when you drove by and saw his car, his lie was, I was in the bar, but there was no parking, and that's why I parked. And I was going to that bar when I was dating her. Another excellent lie. And what you don't have high is five. Proof that he was in the house. High five, dog. High five. Now, I'm going to tell you where he messed up at. He was doing good. These are two good lies that he told.
Mm-hmm.
These were actually pretty well thought out. But here's the one. Then she said when she called his brother, that the brother even lied for him. Okay, brothers stick together, so that's... Anyway, I sound discombobulated, but I'm trying to find what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. The final straw was when I walked in on him with his pants down to his knees. This fool right here, man. Why you ain't locking those? What's wrong with you? And then when you stand up with your pants around your knees like you five going to the bathroom? Got his pants down around his knees with his phone in his hand. I know for a fact he was taking a picture of his manhood to send to a woman, but he said, now here we go. He had a reaction to the laundry detergent and he was itching down there. That was an excellent lie. Hear where he messed up at. This is why I was ashamed of him. So he used the camera on his phone to see if maybe some ants was down there. Boy, bye. you was doing all right with the laundry detergent. What you talking about? You got some phones to see if there was some ants down there. Some ants get out inside your drawers, dog. See, now, that's why you done took lying to her. Now you deserve to be busted. Now I'm on her side.
Good.
Stupid. Lie. You told old dumbass lie. You did good with the laundry detergent. You get your camera out to see if there's some ants down there. Boy, I just rolled my eyes and walked out. The next day, I saw four pictures he'd taken with his manhood in his hand. Boy, he must have really been trying to zoom in on them ants. I know what I saw, and I was right from the jump. He keep telling me that I want him to be the bad guy and cover up his stories and come up with them stories in my head till I believe them. He said I want him to be a cheater, and he's not. I'm tired of his game. How do I get my husband to be honest with me? I'm just going to tell you right now. Y'all marriage is over, and it's over because of some ants in his pants. You ought to leave him just for that.
All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good.
Laundry detergent was fine.
Download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
It experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.